The food at Jazz Fest doesn't change very often, and that means favorite vendors and dishes have become cherished parts of the event. But lately, I've been experimenting. What would happen if I combined different Jazz Fest dishes from various vendors? Eventually, I came up with a few Jazz Fest mashups. First, consider the Cochon de Cracklin' po' boy. Get a bag of cracklin' from the aptly named vendor Fatty's, and walk it over to the Cochon de Lay po' boy booth. Add cracklin' to the po' boy, and you get an intense, audible crunch over all that tender pork and slaw. Next up, the Asian Cajun softshell crab po' boy. This is a softshell crab po' boy stuffed with the cool crab stick and cucumber salad from a vendor just a few booths down. It's like a po' boy after a trip through a sushi bar. Then there's the Boudin grilled cheese. Bring some Boudin balls over to the kids area, where one stand has a good old-fashioned grilled cheese sandwich. Stick a Boudin ball in the gooey American cheese, press it together, and dig into an Acadiana Americana original. If it all seems like child's play, well, here's one just for us childish adults. Get a Mango Freeze, the tropical yellow scoop of ice-cold Jazz Fest relief. Now add some sparkling wine, sold in cans around the festival grounds. Soon you have a Mango Freeze Mimosa to keep you cool with a kick. And one last riff. Get a big tall frozen coffee, then add the Cuban espresso ice pops. Dunk that frozen pop into the creamy frozen coffee, and the mellow sweet burst of caffeine can power you straight through a fest day and into the night shows. Now all these Jazz Fest dishes are perfectly good before getting the mashup treatment. But one defining aspect of Jazz Fest is the way people make the event their own, bringing their style and rituals to it. We talk about Jazz Fest food so much. How can we resist jamming with it a bit too? For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my love.